lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So must the Son of Man be lifted up. We hear these words as a beautiful chorus, a motif, typically around the time of Good Friday, the end of the Lenten season, to prepare us for the lifting up of Christ on the cross. And today these words ring true with a glorious motif that is repeated from the beginning of all of creation, the revelation of the heart of God in the person of Jesus Christ, lifted up. It's one of my greatest joys as a priest, obviously, to say the Mass, to hear confessions, to baptize children, to do the weddings, celebrate weddings of our family members here at this parish, but particularly to go to homes, to spend time with families, to see the children, to see the children, to see this one flesh union of the parents that is inscribed in who they are, this fruitfulness of married life in the heart of a child, image and likeness of the parents. Image for obvious reasons, because often you can pair them together. My father, more and more as the years go by, we look more and more similar. Face with the beard, and my stomach, unfortunately, more and more like my father. Image. But likeness, this fact of so many patterns of phrases, expressions of affections, laughter, joking, all of these things are very clearly visible in children, the children of their parents who learn how to speak, who learn how to be loved and how to love. Yes, domestic life, my brothers and sisters, is imbued with a particular charism and grace, a particular life of grace that is to be nurtured and fostered in our homes. And I've been blessed so deeply by God to witness that firsthand these past 3 years with all of you. But to see this one flesh union, that the union of mother and father, husband and wife, is not just some sentimental moment, but this bond made before God produces a real union. And this gift of children, yes, it can be difficult and is a burden at times. We woke up in the middle of the night and all types of demands, and to teach them not how to live for themselves, that is a difficult task that, even if we are brutally honest, we're learning that lesson as well. But yes, it is our task to teach that to our children. But this one flesh union, this child, that is motivation for this preservation of the union of the family, is a beautiful gift from God, an expression, something that fosters, both an expression and something that fosters this one flesh union. The union is made one flesh in the child. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Perhaps, my brothers and sisters, this image of a one flesh union is an entryway, a springboard, a diving board for us in this beautiful mystery of the ascension of Jesus Christ after having risen from the dead. For this day has nothing to do with the absence of Jesus Christ, his departure, but everything to do with a one flesh union that he has made real for us, that he has fostered for us, that he has taken our flesh to himself out of love and processed to the heights of heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, a one flesh union. This is what the magnitude of this mystery of the ascension is all about. It is not a diminuendo of this motif of the love of God. It is a crescendo, a building, a growing, a swelling, an overflowing. This is the magnitude of the mystery that we celebrate today, that our flesh is drawn to the heart of God. The heart of God takes our flesh and makes it one and seats it at the right hand of the Father. He's not leaving. It's significant that he's taken up, lifted up. This phrase is used as a matter of exaltation, of coronation, not of departure, not of leaving, being crowned as king. That's what it means biblically, and it has meant through all of time to be lifted up, to be exalted in glory. This is what happens on this beautiful solemnity. He is lifted up as he was glorified on the cross, as he was glorified from the empty tomb, as he is glorified and lifted up in the heights of heaven. And it is significant that he is taken up, lifted up in the clouds. In the clouds. I know, as one who is fond of being in the heavens, soaring in the sky, looking down upon the earth from an airplane, I understand this imagery. It speaks to my heart in a particular way. I love the heavenly, the celestial vantage point, but it is significant that the clouds surround him because it reveals something to us. He isn't departing to heaven. He is expressing and revealing that heaven is proximity to him. Heaven is proximity to him. That's what these clouds represent. That's what this incense represents, a cloud around us. It obscures our vision, our normal way of seeing things. And in so doing, this obscurity of the cloud, the eyes of our heart are enlightened. The eyes of our heart are enlightened. The eyes of our heart are enlightened. My brothers and sisters, may this experience ring true, not just as a matter of belief, of faith, but on the level of our experience. As a Christian people, may we too cry out with this great joy, "Yes, Lord, I understand this great joy that the disciples had because of what it means to be near to you. Proximity to you is celestial, and yes, it is only beginning and will continue to be a crescendo at the end of our lives. We pray God by his mercy. But we too experience heaven in a different way because the clouds surround his presence, his glorious presence that he has made one with us. We can recognize likewise that as the gospel concludes, we had a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel. We simultaneously had a reading from the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. And we too, as a Christian people, can see clearly with the eyes of our heart, with firm conviction of faith, of love, that this is a beginning, not an end. And we cry out in this time, this promise of the Father, this expression, this revelation, this continuation, this crescendo of divine love, is responded to with a cry for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for it too is an extension of this same movement. What a happy people we are, my brothers and sisters, as a Christian. Yes, to carry our cross is our inheritance, but so much more is given to us. A place prepared at the right hand of the Father by he, our head and founder and master, who has gone before us in glory, lifted up, crowned King of heaven and earth on this holy day. Let us experience and throw ourselves into the mystery of this experience. Perhaps we don't experience it in a very clear way, but God, by your love, by your grace, may it be so for us. May we taste this in all of our joys. May we cry for this in all of our sorrows. And may we hope for it with every desire and every ounce of desire latent, hidden underneath our heart, underneath the ashes and coals of whatever sinfulness or discouragement we may be facing. Lord, today we place our hope in you, and we ask you to surround us with the cloud of your glory as we draw near to your holy altar.